Hello and welcome to your Divine Uniqueness show. If you'd like to listen to live episodes and interact with our speakers, you can go to yourdivineuniqueness.com. Your YOUR divine DIVINE uniqueness UNIQUENESS.com. Hello everyone. This is Monsef Afker and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of your divine uniqueness. So thank you again for joining us live, and also for those of you who will listen to the replay. Very happy to connect with you and to have you be present with us here and share with us this really sacred space. And also very, very excited that Dipal Shah is with us on the show for the first time. We will have a really, really powerful call. I really love the work she does, the energy that she brings, which really, really helps thousands of people to connect to their own power, to heal any pain, any trauma, and any limitations, whether it's theirs or they picked up from other entities. And really, it can help to free the body and free also the spirit, which really allow us to really let our gifts and our truth and who we truly are, like, really, really shine. And so really excited that she's here with us. We will be talking about quantum removal of curses, black magic, entities, and more, and how to reclaim your freedom for health, finances, and relationships. And also, we will be taking questions from you guys. So later on the call, on the second part of the call, for that, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 if you are on the phone or on the web call. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. In today's call, Dipal will be sharing like I said, about curses and also psychic attacks and how they can affect us, and especially like empaths and healers, and how we can protect ourselves and from those. And also she will guide us on a powerful group process, so stay tuned for that. And before we start, I would love to share with you more about her. So Dipal Shah helps people become free from pain. She is a medical intuitive, spiritual teacher, global speaker, podcaster, and an author. She is the host of the Global Gathering online platform and the founder of a groundbreaking, cutting-edge modality called Quantum Body Awakening. She helps her clients shift their health and transform their lives by incorporating tools and techniques that are unique to them. Dipal has the unique gift of speaking to the body and transmitting source energy for healing the body, mind, and spirit. Her programs and interviews have impacted people deeply, and her work is in high demand. She teaches others how to live a stress-free life, which translates into disease-free body. And so with that, Dipal, welcome to the show. Very happy to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Monsef. It is so wonderful to be here, and I want to say hello to your wonderful community and for having me here today. I hope you will enjoy our talk today. Today's topic is so important now more than ever, and so I'm so glad that we're bringing this topic of psychic attacks to the show today. And I can't wait to share with everyone all the information that I have for you, just to bring more awareness and clarity and empowerment. That's what it's about, because when you are dealing with psychic attacks, you become the most disempowered, and it's time to get your power back from all these different psychic attacks that can be true and are real. And so thank you so much for having me here.
And really thank you too for for joining us and willing to share with us about this, because like you said, it's really needed, especially this time. And before we start, I would love if you can tell us more how about your work, how you work with your clients, and how you help them to release that.
Yeah, definitely. So for me, I mean, first of all, my experiences with psychic attacks started a long time ago. And there's actually two big instances in my life that introduced me to psychic attacks, because I had no idea that that existed, or I denied to know that it existed. You know, I didn't grow up psychic, being intuitive myself. I didn't know anything about energy healing until my mid-30s. All I knew that there was God, you know, and I grew up in this very religious family, and I distinctly remember my very first experience when my cousin, she was possessed by a spirit who was living in their plant for years. And I was 12 years old, and my mom tells me one day that we're going for a Hindu exorcism ritual for my cousin. And I was blown away, because I never thought I'd hear that. And I was scared all at the same time, but yet intrigued. And so I wanted to know more. My cousin, of course, she was an empath and very sensitive, which I didn't know at the time. But my dad, he had, you know, because I was having questions, and my dad just said that, oh, she has a weak mind. And so that's just how this happened, because that's what I wanted to know. Like, how does this happen? Well, that was the answer that I got. So interestingly enough, this spirit lived in their home for years and attached to her. And she would start speaking in like a different language. And she'd speak in Hindi, which we understood, but she never knew the language. And all she knew was English. And the spirit would speak through her to get what she wanted, what that spirit wanted. It owned her body. And I watched her. When I went there, I saw this happening in front of my eyes. And so the family had gone to India. They tried everything to get rid of the spirit. After this ritual, the spirit was completely gone, of course. But that was my very first encounter where I came across such information. And so in my experience, you know, I see that children, you know, we talk about spirits, we talk about ghosts and monsters with our friends, scaring each other, right? But if I told my mom I see something, she would say, don't be silly, no such thing, or stop talking like that, or go talk to God, or go pray. And we're never taught about psychic attacks and psychic energy, that is real. You know, we want to stay in denial. But what I realized is that I did the same thing to my kids for a very long time, until I found out about energy healing and the in-depth knowledge of psychic energy. And see, I came from a pharmaceutical background, so I'm very analytical and had no room for what we call, you know, ghosts and spirits and all this stuff. So, you know, we have learned to fear these energies ever since childhood. But I have seen that children are very vulnerable to low vibrations because they're so pure and these energies feed off of them. So it's nice to know, what if we don't have to keep giving our power away? What if we can get rid of them for once and for all, right? And the second time, Monsef, that I came across my experience with entities, with clearing entities, was with my daughter. That was the second craziest experience. My daughter was having these dizzy spells at school. They were getting worse. And I tapped into her body, and the word fear came up. And when I asked her about it, she breaks down and she starts crying and she starts telling me that there's these entities. And we come home after school and I start clearing them right away. The very interesting thing was she was afraid to let the main entity go, because she was afraid it would get into me and attach to me. And I said, no, I made her feel safe and secure. And I think that's what we need, to be anchored and feel safe and secure, that nobody's going to get hurt here, right? And so you won't find a lot of people doing entity clearing. You won't find a lot of healers doing that. But because of my daughter's experience, I wanted to help people feel more empowered, because as soon as we cleared eight entities, her dizzy spells were completely gone. And now if I took her to the doctor, you really think the doctor was going to figure that one out? He probably would have put her on some medication or something, right? So my thing is, I want people to feel empowered, have a good life, feel the love and joy and lively again. You know, a lot of people have forgotten that because they're being overtaken and overwhelmed by dark forces. And due to the pandemic, of course, I'm seeing more and more clients that are affected by dark energies, which are creating depression, anxiety, worry, suicide, and extreme fear in people, and they don't even know where it's coming from. So it's quite interesting as to what's happening right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, like, so many, they don't know the origin of what they are feeling and unconscious of that. And also, I would love if you can tell us more about these energies, like this, how we get those, what is the source of it, and also does it come with the contracts that we had maybe before incarnating or in a past life or something like that, or can we also get them from people like who are living now?
Right. So, well, these can come from anywhere, and that's a great question. And I'm sure everyone else wants to know how you may be attracting these energies. You know, what I see is that when we talk about psychic energies and attacks, they come when you're most vulnerable, right? And it could be divorces, ancestors carrying them forward. We make contracts and agreements to hold on to them and carry them through different lifetimes. They could come through portals and wormholes, you know, when you're unaware. They could be on your property, in your home, workplaces. One of the things for sure we cannot keep feeding into their energy. And that's what we tend to do because we spend so much energy on them. You know, because this is how it thrives. It gets stronger. And I've seen it where they really go after empaths. And the reason they do that is because we are so much more aware of where they are, who they are, what they feel like. Okay. All these psychic energies, whether you're a light worker, an empath, highly sensitive, you're going to know when something is not right. I mean, I had one lady who had 20 portals on her property and in her home. And once we closed them off, she felt a huge relief from not only her pain, but even her relationships with her family members got better. And then I had another lady that I worked with who had a huge portal in her backyard and some mini portals beaming out psychic energies onto her home. And they were entering through the holes in the roof. And she was having all this awful pain, like she was having heart palpitations. She was having muscle pain. And as soon as we did a clearing, she said, oh, my God, my heart just opened up and I felt a huge release in my heart. I have seen that that there's even certain psychic attacks that will open up and damage the home and cause leaks, continuous leaks or creaks, or you'll have problems maybe with the people around you if you're living in an apartment. So there's many, many ways that these energies come and bother you. You know, one of the most common is the Ouija board. If anybody's ever played the Ouija board, and I never have, but I know there was a lady who I had that came to me who used a Ouija board, and a spirit attached to her when she was 18 years old. It wreaked havoc in her life. And when she was trying to get a job, it was breaking up the relationship she was in. She couldn't find a job and just wasn't letting her move forward in her life. So spirits can do that. If you don't know, especially with the Ouija board, if you don't know what you're doing, I would never go near it. And I think a lot of people here know that. But when you're young, you're like, oh, wow, you know, I want to play with the Ouija board. So it's interesting, you know, I've helped so many people clear karmic curses, black magic, and these are very common because they affect not only one's health, but their finances and relationships, where the energies come through the ancestral line. And that can create a lot of chaos. So if you're having issues in your life, we have to find out where these energies are hiding, right? Is it on your home? Is it on your property? Is it in your body? It could be in multiple places. We have to figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I want to share one thing is that really the work that you are doing really requires to really protect your own energy. And I'm really fascinated because I even though you are working with psychic attacks and clearing curses, like I really feel a sense of excitement and joy in your energy. And I'm really fascinated by that. How do you help your clients to do this clearing of psychic attacks and these energies?
Right. So when I do these clearings, you know, of course, long time ago, exorcism used to be the only way, right? But now, luckily, we have energy healers, shamans, light workers, people who are willing to serve those who are dealing with such energies. And it's easier to find different techniques to clearing such energies. So what I use to help my clients is an easy, gentle, yet powerful and quick way of clearing curses and black magic, entities, implants, spirits, so that they don't have to keep coming back. Can you attract new ones? Yeah, maybe. Sure you can. But that's why I made the MP3s, to help you keep them away. The secret to clearing that I have found for my clients, and it works very well, is to understand the language that each of these dark energies speak. And so I tap into their frequency and then bring in high frequency light to shatter their energies. I bring in light language, I bring in toning, I bring in mantras, depending on what is necessary and the intensity of the energies that are present. And so each session is, of course, very unique, because it depends what's going on with you in that moment. And all of this brings dramatic positive changes in the person's life. And each individual, I realize that everybody's unique, and some tend to clear faster than others. And I've worked with people where it has taken more than one session sometimes, but they do go away. You know, I remember one day I had this client who was having a lot of trouble sleeping, and she had no idea why. When I removed all the psychic attacks from her body and her home, she could feel it leaving and couldn't believe it because this is something she thought was hers and owned it. We're so good at owning our energy, right? Like, oh, it's me, it's me, it's me. So she thought it was an issue with her brain. And she went to so many doctors who couldn't find any reason why she couldn't sleep. She didn't have sleep apnea. She didn't have anything. And finally, after 2 to 3 sessions, she started sleeping so much better. But it was the first time in her life that she had 6 hours of sleep. Normally she has 2. And that's very common because psychic attacks can happen at night. They're very common. And, you know, it doesn't only affect women. It affects men too. I had a gentleman, he was 32 years old, who was being psychically affected in every part of his life and body by thousands of psychic attacks coming up from the ground where he lived. And this ground used to be this old battlefield. And he lost so much weight to where he looked anorexic. He wouldn't eat. He didn't have good hygiene. He didn't shower for days. He wasn't motivated to do anything. And his family was so worried. His brother came to me saying, "Deepal, can you help my brother?" And after one clearing, he took a shower. And it was amazing because they haven't seen him do that in a long time. You know, this just shows that psychic attacks take over your psyche, right? They take over your psyche. So in a way, my dad, you know, he was talking right about being the mind, but they do take over your psyche and they do make the mind weaker, thinking it has no power. But what if it's not? And, you know, I'm not saying that everyone has an entity, a curse or black magic or implants or spirits, but it's so, so common. I find them in 90% of my clients. And so we have to dive into this and look at this in a one-on-one session so that I could clear whatever comes up specifically for you. And it's easier for me to do when we're connected like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. And yeah, the stories that you've been sharing with us, they really are fascinating. And also it shows that even though maybe this subject can cause maybe some fear or something, but it can be healed, it can be cleared. So
oh, definitely.
Do you have any maybe advice or information for our audience? Maybe that can help them in their daily life, maybe with protection or maybe knowing something about the psychic attacks.
Yeah, you know, there's one of the things to remember is that you could be dealing with psychic attacks from, like I have said before, you know, ancestral lifetimes, past lifetimes. It could be present lifetime. It could be somebody that's living with you that is being attacked, but you're taking on that energy. Parallel lifetime. We all live a parallel life. You know, and I'm getting more and more information on that. And all of these things could be affecting different areas of your life. And sometimes you will know. And other times you may not know that you're being psychically attacked. 80% of people don't even know that they're being psychically attacked. They just think they're angry for no reason. Or they're having anxiety attacks or panic attacks for no reason. You know, if you're feeling consistently stuck, okay, that's how you know. You know, you're stuck in your career, your health, spirituality, relationships, abundance. Things are just not going the way you want, or maybe they keep going backwards. And maybe you're feeling sad, moody, not motivated, That's a big one right now. You're scared. You're feeling anxious. And you're just trying to hibernate. Then most probably you do have any one of those psychic attacks. It could be a curse, an entity, black magic, imprints, programs, spirits. It could be anyone or multiple ones of them. And I know everyone has their good days and bad days, and it doesn't mean that you're under a psychic attack, but when it's consistent and you're not feeling right, that's when you know you need help. You know, the most common thing that I hear is, I don't feel like myself. And so if you have that question in your mind, let's talk. If you're even asking yourself, I feel like someone is in my body. I hate myself. I can't find self-love. Or if there's tremendous fear coming over you and you're self-sabotaging and your sleep patterns, you're waking up a lot at night and you're dreaming, you're having nightmares. And their list can go on and on. Let me help you. You know, some of the things that you can do at this time to start to protect yourself and stay away from psychic attacks, like just start the process, is number one, be aware of your surroundings as to, especially what you listen to. Right now, there's so much on the news, right? Movies, they're not the best. There's so much violence. Who you communicate with. Relatives and friends, and you know, right now I know everybody's communicating via Zoom or over the phone, but be conscious of that. Are you taking on energies? Are you picking something up? Notice how you feel when you get off the phone. Technology. I want you to put a silk, like a silk scarf or silk, something silk, in the back of your chair, if you work with a computer. There's even stones that you could use, gemstones. So the other thing is take care of yourself. Self-care is going to be so important because we want you to stay in that high vibration, right? Once you get into that lower vibration and these entities see that, feel that, they're like, oh, I know I can get in there. They want to be here on Earth. They want to create chaos. But we don't want them to create chaos in your life. We want to keep them away. And I want you to know that you do have power, right? Sometimes we lose hope. And when you lose hope, you start going into the darkness, right? So many people are feeling helpless and hopeless right now. So I want to bring you out of that. And I can feel the energies just surging up. So let's just ground everybody. Let's just take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. And I'm just going to clear some energies here. Is that okay, Manseth?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. We'll just clear some of this that's coming up because as I'm talking, I can feel a lot of energies just stirring up. And everything is just happening right here on top of the head, and if you guys are feeling this, and right at the first chakra, right here, yep, let's open those up, ground the energies. There you go. Beautiful. There you go. Thank you, Manseth.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Deepal.
Yeah.
It was really inspiring. And I loved what you shared. Maybe we can start taking questions from the audience, if you feel guided.
Oh, yeah, I would love that. Yeah, that would be great.
Awesome. So, everyone, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. Right, so we have a caller from California, phone number ending
okay.
with 4232. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What is your name?
Thank you for taking my call. Thank you both for your amazing work and for being here for us. Thank you, Monsef. Thank you, Deepal.
Thank you. What's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Patty.
Oh, hi,
from
Patty.
Los Angeles. Hi.
Yeah, welcome. What could
Thank
I help you.
You
with?
Well, I've been disempowered in a disempowerment for quite a few years now, and I was wondering if you could decipher the source of you know, if it is some kind of curse, whether it be a family member or ancestral lineage thing or past life or a combination. I don't
yes,
think it's a
exactly.
it's a home. I don't think it's a home because I've lived in several places and I still have the lack of motivation and hopelessness that you're talking about, and it's
yeah.
been a real struggle.
Can I ask you how long this has been going on?
I guess it started in 2013, at the end of 2013, so it's been quite a while.
Have you been through a divorce, Patty?
No, because I've never actually been married.
It is so interesting.
But in a way, I've been divorced from family members, maybe, or, you know.
Got it. That makes sense.
You can call it. Yeah.
Because the first word that came up was divorce, and it could be just like you said, from family members. You know, we do tend to create contracts, and then when we cut the contracts, or we think we have, then you know it looks like a divorce because we're letting go. So here's the thing: when I look into spirits, there's no spirits, curses. Two curses. Let's see, black magic. There is three black magic. Let's see, implants. There's five implants in different parts of your energy field and body. And entities, I'm getting one. So I'm going to ask what percentage of the life they are affecting all of these things. It's 62% of your life. Can we heal them? Yes. So would you like some clearing today? And then, of course, in the one-on-one session, we could do more, but let's at least try to clear some of this, okay? A lot of this is karmic. Mm-hmm. It's coming from the ancestral line, from your father's side. It's interesting.
Oh, I'm surprised. I would have thought my mother's side, but really.
Yeah, I'm getting father's side. They're showing me very strongly father's side.
Wow, that's shocking.
A lot of throat energy and heart, a lot in the heart. Do you have any heart issues? Any palpitations, arrhythmia, anything?
Yeah, arrhythmia. Yeah, I've been diagnosed with a slight case of, irregular heartbeat. I forget that there's an exact terminology for it. I can't think of it. But, you know, it runs in my dad's side. He had heart... severe, he had a open heart operation, my dad.
Okay. Makes sense. All right, let's do some clearing. And you know, everyone who's listening on this call, if this is an energy clearing that your body needs or that you need, just be open to receiving, okay? We're just going to go through. Right in the navel, and I don't know if you get a lot of digestive pain or any kind of pain right around the navel.
Yeah, no, I've had some like nausea and
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and clear through the navel and through the throat. Okay, I want you to take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. How are you feeling right now?
Wow, a major difference. I just feel so much more relaxed and
good,
calm and
good,
more centered, like just really,
really
centered
important.
To Mother Earth. Yeah,
yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's amazing,
yes.
Deepal. Thank you.
You are so
That's
welcome,
incredible.
Patty. Yeah, and we'll work on this some more because I really want to dive into the certain areas of your brain, okay? And so we'll work on that some more, okay, love?
Thank you so much, Deepal. I can't wait. Thank you.
Oh, same here. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Thank you both.
Yeah. Yeah.
Namaste.
Thank you, Patty.
Namaste.
That's love. Wow. Yeah, that was really powerful. Thank you so much, Deepal.
You're welcome.
Holding the space and for the healing. And here we have let's see, a question from Tom Perez from Salem, Massachusetts. She wrote, when I feel dark magicians releasing their work, I enter into that energy and transmute it and return that energy to Source Creator. They don't know it is I, but I know they know their work was interfered with. At night, I am attacked no matter how much protection I put around. I wake up tired, bruised, and entangled in my covers. Is there something more I can do for protection?
Okay, so basically, they... and I've seen this, it's very common, where people get attacked by magicians, but I've not come across that too much, but they do get attacked by other people. What they do for a living, I don't know, but also other healers. Okay, and I've seen this again and again and again, where they are harassed. Now, if you're waking up tired, it is this energy has actually hooked into your adrenals, okay, and it's depleting your energy. There is 40 holes in your energy field where energy is leaking out and where energy, low vibrational energy, is coming in. So we need to heal those, okay? It's not just going to be a shield that you can put around yourself. We're going to have to do some actually repairing of these holes and tears. And holes and tears can happen anywhere. It could happen even within the body surrounding the organs. Okay? So if you've ever been or are being attacked by a healer or somebody else, yeah, we need to work on this. Okay, and so let me just do a little bit of healing for this person. And what was their name again?
Tom Perez. TEMPERANCE.
Okay, Tom Perez. Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, let me just ground my energies. Okay. The adrenals, the heart space, the nervous system. It's almost as if it's a parasite and it's as if it's suffocating or choking you at night, okay? So let's just go ahead and release this. Arishukati amokoshi anaruku ushikiti amokoshikela oruka aditi amori tishikiti mika koshi husha. Ah. Okay, there we go. Grounding the energies, grounding everyone's energies. All right, very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Deepa, for the healing. And also thank you so much, Tom Perrins, for your questions and also for the work you are doing. Deepa will take, we have more questions, but before continuing with them, I would love if we can talk about the program you are offering. It's really, really powerful one, and you included like a lot of support that our audience can receive from you. And yeah, I'm really excited about that. So it's it includes powerful MP3s about quantum body awakening and 60 days of remote healing and psychic clearing sessions, silent remote healing, and several other powerful bonuses. So I would love if we can talk about that. And I invite everyone to follow with us on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Deepal, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Deepal, DIPAL. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page, or on the replay page when it becomes available there. So, Deepal, I would love if you can tell us about the programs and the experience our audience can have using them.
Oh, definitely. So, I get it. I get that psychic attacks can have detrimental effects on you or a loved one. And I've worked with many, many people. I've worked with their pets. I've worked with children who are 30, 40 years old, and as young as babies. It's so hard to survive and stay balanced, healthy, centered when you're being psychically attacked. And these energies are taking over your life or a loved one's life, and you just see them being miserable. So at this time, it is so wonderful to bring this program to you and clear these energies and strengthen your light and your vibration so that you can feel strong again and safe. So in package A, I have 6 wonderful quantum body awakening MP3s and 60 days of remote healing. And the dates are March 1st to April 30th. And before I go on talking about all the different MP3s, the 60 days of remote healing, you can choose 4 family members or friends that you would like healing for. All you need to do is set your intention for those 4 people and let it go. You do not need to send any emails to me. The healing will start on the specific date, March 1st, and you will get emails on that. Okay, you'll get 2 or 3 emails reminding you that if you haven't chosen your family members or friends, to please do so, okay? So you could sit in meditation at the time of the healing if you'd like, but you don't have to. The guides, my guide team, will be conducting the scans and clearings as we find low vibrational psychic energies. And they'll be cleared from your home, your property, car, work. All portals, wormholes will be closed. You'll be placed in a safe, high vibrational cocoon during the healing. If the healing gets too intense, definitely we can ease that off, okay? But the 60 days remote healing will be a complete clearing for all family members. They're very gentle energies, okay, but yet powerful enough to help you and your loved ones be in a clear space. And so the MP3s that we have for you, there's 6 of them. One of them is repairing energetic holes and tears. And a lot of times we do end up with these holes and tears that show up in the energy field, in the body, and they do need to be repaired, especially if you live, the most common thing where I find this is if you've been through some form of invasive surgery. I find it quite often that people do have holes and tears But even in other instances, these holes and tears can show up. The MP3 will make a huge difference in your overall health, well-being, just in your life in general. Then the second MP3 is clearing entities, curses, black magic, and implants. And this is going to clear psychic attacks from this lifetime and other lifetimes. No matter how old or how new these dark energies are, this MP3 will clear them as we open up the nervous system and other channels to help clear them. And wherever these dark energies reside, this MP3 will help clear all of that. I also included the clearing of ancestral curses and black magic, because we have to clear all of, it's such a common thing that I find through the ancestral line, where curses and black magic, they've just kind of followed you here. And we have all these subconscious cells. We are made up of all this subconscious, which is of our ancestors. If there's any imprints that you have, it's your ancestors. And so when you decide to carry their nose or carry their ears or their face, you're also carrying the good stuff and the bad stuff sometimes. So this MP3 is going to help clear the ancestral curses and black magic. Let's see. Oh, clearing the body. This MP3 is going to help clear all the body systems, glands, and organs of psychic attacks. This is really, really important, because I find that sometimes these energies can reside in the glands. I mean, some of our glands are so small, you would never think that they would dive into that area, but they do. And they cause problems in the body. They manipulate the frequency of the body. And sometimes they make you feel sicker than you are. You know, I have so many people that just can't get rid of their diabetes, no matter how hard they try. Medication's not helping. You know, so this can cause major illnesses and diseases to go to a whole other level. So definitely, if you have this, please use this MP3. There's also 24/7 protection MP3, which will protect you all the time from dark and negative energies. There's also the art of letting go psychic attacks. Sometimes people just want to hold on. You know, you have the subconscious, and then you have the conscious part of you. But most of you is made up of subconscious. And so when this happens, you know, you don't want to let go because you're programmed that way. And so this MP3 is going to help you let go those psychic attacks. And so that's package A. And then package B is all of package A plus 25 minutes one-on-one psychic clearing session plus a 30-minute silent remote healing session. You're also going to get two bonus group call replays. And so, let's see. And 60 days of the remote healing, of course. So you're going to have all of that. What's wonderful is that the group call replays are all about clearing psychic attacks for you and your family and closing all the portals. So that's pretty cool. In this program, I have included two sessions, one that you could take immediate advantage of, okay, just in case that we do sell out of these packages. I wanted to make sure that you were taken care of. So you do have a 30-minute silent session where you can sit in silence. You can meditate, because you get to choose the time of your healing. So within that time, you'll have reminders that come your way. And when it's your time, because you'll have to schedule that time, you can sit. Or you could be working, or you could be sleeping. It doesn't matter. My guides and I will do the clearing for you. but it's you'll get a silent recording, okay? The other one is a live personal session where we will come together and discuss what is going on. And so within this session, whether it's for you or a loved one, you know, depending on who the package is for, we'll do the healing. And they don't have to be on the phone if you're purchasing for a loved one. You know, we will just be on the phone and we will do the healing and the clearings. Okay. We'll work on as many different areas that we can get to at that time. We'll be diving into the body, the soul, the spirit, the energy field, the chakras, the Hara line, all of that, all of you. And I just, the way you could prepare, you know, I always get that question, how could I prepare for my healing? The biggest thing is if you can maybe have your questions that you'd like to ask, or, you know, all I need to know is what's going on, and I'll do the scanning and the, you know, I'll just be guided, your body and our guide teams, your guide team, as well as my guide team, will just guide us through clearing the blockages, because they're going to show me where all of this is. And so we'll repair holes, tears, whatever that you need. And whether you're having problems with your finances, your property, or you're trying to buy a home or sell a home, whether you're going through a terrible divorce, I've helped so many people in different areas, whether it's court cases or you know, their car's not starting up or whatever it is. You know, it's so nice. The beauty of a session is that you can ask for anything. And then we'll target the clearings in that way. Let's see, anything else? There's other things that I've also cleared is relationships with exes, where exes, ex-husbands, ex-spouses, wives have harassed their them. So that's been an interesting one. So basically this energy, we can heal any part of your life. Okay. I don't think did I miss anything? I don't think I missed anything.
No. No, you talked about about all the items. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Deepa.
Yeah, and, you're welcome.
Yeah, I'm so grateful to you for the... Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I knew I was forgetting something. You also get two more bonuses in Package A. You get the Soul Retrieval and the Limitless Power of You MP3. And I believe they are group calls. But you do receive the healing. The energies are already infused within all of the MP3s, whether they're group call recordings or whether they are MP3s. So the soul retrieval is just amazing, because a lot of times the soul gets lost. You know, if you're dealing with some form of depression, right, or sadness or frustration or anger, you don't know where your soul goes. There's fragments and over many different experiences that keep creating trauma in your life will create soul fragmentation. And so this is all about soul retrieval, which I love that group call. But the Limitless Power of You is also an amazing MP3. Because I want you to know that you are limitless. A lot of times we set lacks and limitations on ourselves, and we do it to ourselves thinking that we just can't. But what if you can? I want you to be that limitless being that you are, and I want you to have that power. So that's why that MP3 is so important. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to you, Deepa. Yeah. And also, thank you so much for the energy and the love you put into this program, and the support that you are offering. I'm so grateful to you, because it's really needed, especially in this time. We feel more of these energies, and having this kind of support can be really, really helpful. And yeah, and like we mentioned earlier, like only few people who do this work. And yeah,
exactly.
Really thank you for doing it and supporting others.
Thank you.
And yeah, so everyone, I really encourage you to take advantage of one of the two packages. And again, the first package, you will receive 6 powerful Quantum Body Awakening MP3s plus 60 days of remote healing for you and two family members, right? And
four family members.
Four. Okay, I will correct.
Yeah.
And four. Two bonuses. And package B, you will receive everything in package A, plus a 25-minute psychic clearing session, 30-minute silent remote healing, and the two group call replays. And you will find them again on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Dipal, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Dipal, D-I-P-A-L. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page, or later on the replay page. Beautiful. So, Dipal, can we take more questions?
Oh, I would love to.
So we have a caller from Las Vegas, phone number ending with 6688.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Do you hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Good, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Today I'm in a lot of pain. I fell yesterday. I fell in my butt up a stair, but some healing it was only a few.
Okay. What's your name? I didn't catch your name.
Estella.
Oh, hi, Estella.
How are you, Deepa? How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Good. Well, I think I touched something from somebody from my client, one of my clients or something, because I've been feeling horrible.
So I feel the attachment.
Can you check and see if I have any attachments or anything like that?
Yeah, I see some attachments right around the belly area, and I don't know if you feel a pulling there. And it's almost as if it's pulling you forward. So when you fell, did you fall forward, or did you fall backwards?
No, I fall on my butt, in my right side.
Okay, you fell on your butt. Okay. So this energy is just pulling you. And it feels like it's just anchored on the four sides of your abdominal area. And it's causing also like an inflation, like this expansive energy there. It's very dense. I don't know if you feel heaviness around your abdominal area.
Yes, I've been having pain and, yeah.
Okay. And then there's also something showing up in your legs that's kind of... Mm-hmm. Do your legs bother you?
A lot. I really barely can. Sometimes I have to get up out of bed. I have to really strenuous. It's really being bad. I know there's something because I'm not like that.
Right, because it feels like pins and needles to me. Okay, so let's do some clearing. Okay, let's go ahead and ask the angels and guides to come through. We're opening up the channels in your hips, allowing all the density. When you hit the floor, it's like you also picked up something. Let's go ahead and clear that. Ashikiti amoro koshi ana oroshiti. Akushikiti nala oshakati arush. So So there's a vortex above your head. So let's clear that. And everybody else who has a vortex that's open above their head, I see this. It's very common to have these vortexes open. Let's close that up. Ashkti amakashikili arushu otitire no okoro likiti na mo aposhikiti aki aroshitini amakashikiti aro. I want you to take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling better.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Yes, I figured
nice.
I had something because I was just attacked. I was just feeling
yeah.
like I couldn't even walk. I was, like you say, it was something pulling me forward. I was walking like with my stomach, like my forward or something weird.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, Esther. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All
thank
right,
you.
Love.
And
thank you, Esther.
Okay.
Bye for now. Yeah, thank you so much, Stefan, for the healing and also the space. Really grateful. And so we have a question from Anna Maria from Montreal.
Okay.
Are my financial and weight issues linked to an entity? How can I shift them?
Financial and weight issues?
Yes.
Is that what you said? Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and do a reading, a scan. So spirits, I'm getting zero. Curses, I'm getting one. Black magic, I'm getting one. And this is coming in from another lifetime as well as ancestors. Implants, I'm getting six. Entities, I'm getting zero. What percentage of the curses, black magic, and implants are affecting your life? 72%. Okay, can we heal them? Yes. All right. So what I'm also seeing is that not only are these psychic attacks affecting you, but there's also some shifts in your body that need to be addressed. And as a medical intuitive, I not only clear entities, but I also, during a session, will be doing healing on these specific areas that I see to help you lose the weight and, of course, pave a lighted pathway to your finances, right? So as much as I'd like to say that it's just entities affecting you, it's not, you know, or I'm sorry, not entities, but psychic attacks. There's also other things that I see that are also affecting you, and one of them is hormones, okay? And, of course, I'm seeing a child, an inner child energy, some trauma coming through from that. So let's go ahead and clear some of these energies. Let's go to that inner child, if that's okay. I feel like that needs to be healed. A lot of the financial issues are coming from the ancestors, but let's go ahead and start clearing some of these energies so that we could bring some lightness into your body so you're not carrying the sorrows and burdens of your ancestors. Okay, let's go ahead and clear. And we also want to make sure that you're not forwarding this onto your own lineage, right? So let's clear what we can today, what your guides want, what your body wants to heal today. Om kishi aru shitini ka ko tikire ko to tikila om ka ashikiti nini korokshiti apuru shuti. Opening up your crown, opening up your solar plexus. Okay, there we go. Take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out, Anne-Marie. There you go. Beautiful. I would definitely recommend that we work one-on-one Package B would be great if you can do that. I'd love to work with you, sweetheart.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Deepad. And also thank you, Anna Maria, for your question. And if you are still with us on the call, we'd love to hear back from you. You can type your feedback on the question box. Let's see. We have a caller from California, phone number ending with 5537. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. What is your name?
Hello?
Hello, do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
What?
Yeah?
Yes. What is your name?
Beatrice.
Hi, Beatrice.
I'm Beatrice, and I'm calling actually from Sedona, Arizona, but my number is still from California, 949 area, you know.
Welcome,
Beatrice. How could I help you?
Thank you. I'm glad that I can connect with you. I was going to ask you, you know, I'm with you to talk about my concern since I've been moving in Sedona.
Okay.
I feel kind of stuck, and some days are very difficult for me. So I was going to ask you, you know, if what I can do for that. You know, we lived in California for 23 years, and we moved in Sedona since last August. And
okay.
It's been difficult for our son, a 14-year-old son. And for me, professionally, you know, I'm a massage therapist, and I have a lot of blocks here. So, of course, you know, some days I feel confident, but some other days, like today, I feel like lack of hope and kind of, I don't know.
Anytime that our family members are being affected and you're being affected and you don't have any energy to even think about what's going on, it exhausts you, right? And so what I see is that your life force energy is quite low. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And the very first thing when you started talking was what I saw was this portal, and I see three portals. Okay, I don't know
mm-hmm.
what kind of property you're on, but two of them are in your property, and one is in your home. And in these portals,
mm-hmm.
it's affecting your son. Your son feels very sensitive. He seems like
mm-hmm.
a highly sensitive soul. And so he's taking
yeah.
on teenagers. Oh, my goodness, yes, they are very sensitive. And so he's probably going through some anxiety. Does he have any anxiety?
Yes,
is he feeling anxious?
Yes, I mean, it's been a couple of days that he's doing better because he started the school.
Good.
The school has finally reopened, and he connected with
oh,
some
good.
Kids. So he's been out of the house, you know, and you know, it's been
good.
A few months that he's been always in front of the computer, you know, for homeschooling and everything. So it's been tough, and it's been a few days
yes.
that he's doing better because he's outside, actually, and he's connecting with people.
Right. So,
but what?
That's good.
What you? Yeah.
So for
what
you. So for
mm-hmm.
you, I'm seeing this adrenals, your adrenals and your nervous system, and I'm also
yeah.
seeing like outside in your energy field. There's three tears,
mm-hmm.
And so these energies deplete your energies, and you're in fight or flight. So you have extra cortisol floating around in your body. So there's two things that I see here, right? Portals as well as health concerns, right? So let's go
mm-hmm.
ahead and do some healing to raise your life force energy, okay? And let's raise everybody's
okay.
life force energy. So bringing in the light. And you don't seem to feel safe here. You don't feel secure. You feel a sense of loss, your heart.
Yeah, I'm lost. Yeah, I feel totally
yep.
lost here. And I was excited to move in Sedona, but I feel
like you don't belong. You feel like you don't belong there. It doesn't feel like home. So let's go ahead and let's just do some healing around this. Ashikiri amo shikiti aru shitina kala ashikati uriki shikitini. I just feel the energy coming in from your crown into your eyes and into your heart space. Makoroke shikitini ushitini alaka shikiti amo ushikiti. The angels are here to guide you, to walk hand in hand with you. Amuroshu otiki shikerao okishikitini amakashikititi. Take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out, and grounding your energies, connecting you to Sedona, connecting you to the earth of where you're standing.
Okay. I'm doing meditation every day, and I try to meditate outside as much as I can. But when you talk about portals, it makes totally sense, because there's a medicine wheel behind our house. And it seems like they were doing some ceremonies, you know, years ago in this season. I only visualize, you know, one portal, but you said three, so I don't know. Already a healer in Sedona worked on those medicine wheels because he thought that it was kind of negative energy and it was draining us.
Right.
And we were not sure that it was right to do that because it's an Indian, native Indian massage, you know what I mean? So.
Right.
We wanted to respect that also. But also, there's so many healers in Sedona, we don't know who we can trust. And
right. Well, you know what? Why don't you?
I don't know. You know, it's kind of hard to trust anybody. Everybody's doing different kind of type of energy here. And
right. Why don't you purchase Package B? Let's do a session, and we'll do some clearings for the portals, for your health, and connect you to the Earth's axis, okay?
Yeah.
Because we are very connected to the Earth's axis, and when our axis and the Earth's axis are not in alignment, you will feel distorted, okay?
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. I will look at that.
Thank you very
much. Thank
for
you. All right, love.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
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 Thank you, Bethany. That was so beautiful. Thank you so much, Deepan.
You're welcome. Can we, Monsef, I know that we're going a little over an hour and all, and I would really like to do a process for everybody, because I know in some places it might be getting late or it might be very early. Would that be okay if we do a process?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That everybody can enjoy? Okay. All right. Let's do that. I want everyone to take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. And if you're driving, please do not do this process now. Come back and listen to the replay, as the energies will be infused within the replay. So take a nice deep breath in, another one, in through your nose, into your belly, and out through your nose. Just settle into your body. And I want you to notice how your body feels right now, how your environment around you feels right now. Just breathe, close your eyes. And my guide team and I are checking into your energy field, your home, your property, your body, allowing all the energies, the psychic attacks to surface. And I'm getting a reading for the collective here, the collective group energy, and I'm asking what percentage of people have curses, and it's coming up as 95%. What percent? are being attacked by black magic, 99%, spirits, 79%, implants, 98%. How many are affected from rape or any other type of sexual assault or abuse? 93%. How many are affected from other healers or other people? 49%. All right. They're asking me to go in through the nervous system. All right. Let's clear the nervous system. Clearing through the nervous system. Maybe you noticed lately you've just been in fight or flight. You don't know how to calm down. You're having more stress than you have ever before. You're feeling jittery. Maybe you're feeling like things are just not settling. You feel unsettled. Let's go ahead and clear this energy. Let's clear the nervous system from the brain all the way down to the spine, through the spine. Oh, Rishikitini, Amurushiti, Akushitini, Alakashikiti, Otishikiti, Kakashikiti, Amakashikitiya, Arakashikiti, Lako, Oruku, Aniki, Ashiti. Oh, shoo, ashoo. Cleansing through the brain, that fear-based center, the gray matter, the prefrontal cortex. Ah, shikini, aroko shikini ka, araka shikiti. Maybe your decisions, there's no clarity, you're not able to make decisions properly. You feel like you're losing it, you're losing your memory. The angels are here to heal you. Aroshu amashititi. Oki shikiti nao oru. Ah, shikiti. Take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out, going through the spine, clearing the energy through the C7, which is that bone that protrudes out in the upper neck. That's a massive portal there. We're going to clear the energy, and you may feel this, everything being swooped up and out. Okay, let's recalibrate your body. Recalibrate the energies within your energy field. Let's go ahead and clear your home. What percentage of homes have portals? I'm getting 79%. All right, let's close the portals. Let's recalibrate your workspace. Recalibrate your car. Raising your frequency and vibration. Take a nice deep breath in and a nice breath out as I align your mind, your body, your chakras. Aligning your Hara line. Surrounding you in a beautiful protective layer of light. Take another nice deep breath in and a nice breath out. And notice how you feel. Of course, this is a process. So notice how you feel right now in this moment. And you can open your eyes and you might start seeing a lot clearer. You might notice that you can breathe better. you might notice that you feel better. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Mansaf.
Thank you so much, Deepan. That was a really beautiful process. And I felt the energy in my current chakra. And also, like you said, the breathing, it got better. And,
good.
Yeah. So,
good.
Thank you so much. And everyone, we'd also love to hear your feedback. What did you experience? And I can share it with Deepan. Deepan, thank you so much for all the support you brought today to us, for the guidance, the information, and also the healing energy. That was really, really powerful, whether the group process and also on the Q&A. So I'm really grateful to you
thank
for
you.
That. And,
yeah, thank you. It's my honor and pleasure. Thank you.
Beautiful. And so also everyone, really thank you so much for being here with us, for sharing with us this space and co-creating with us these really amazing experiences, because you are also contributing to these experiences that we are having on the show. So really thank you so much for each and every one of you. And also thank you for those who ask their questions. And I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone. If you'd like to listen to live episodes and interact with our speakers, you can go to yourdivineuniqueness.com. Your, Y-O-U-R, divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, uniqueness, U-N-I-Q-U-E-N-E-S-S.com.